Think you need a gym to stay fit? Well, think again, because you don't. I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And staying fit and healthy is always a good thing, but it's really imperative as we age. So, leading a sedentary life just is not in our best interest. But there's lots of things we can do. We don't have to belong to a gym. There might not even be a gym within a walking distance or a short drive away from you. So, what if you don't ever have to set foot in front of inside of a gym? And you don't. You really don't. There's lots of other ways. And the easiest, of course, is just to put on a pair of good walking shoes and go for a walk. You can walk fast, you can walk slow, you can hike, you can, just move and enjoy what's around you. Maybe you have a park nearby that you can go and walk through or walk around. Then there's at-home workouts. There's lots of things you can do right at home, either just on your own or through online classes, both live and on demand. For instance, I have an app that's a yoga app. So that when I can't get it to a yoga class, I just open up the app and it gives me all kinds of options for time and type and so on. But maybe you prefer Zumba. There's a lot of Zumba classes that you can take right from your bedroom or living room. And you can do mobility exercises, you can do strength training at home. You don't have to go anywhere. If you don't have any weights, pick up a couple of cans. It's a pound. It's better than nothing. And just lift them up and build your strength. Dancing. I started dancing when I was 2 and a half. So dancing has always been in my life. And it's a wonderful way to stay fit. My mother also loved to dance. She didn't do much else in the way of fitness, but she loved to dance. And she was out one, two, sometimes 3 nights a week. And she danced for hours, hours and hours. And it kept her fit. So, it doesn't matter what you like to do, you can find something. Another thing is some kind of a hobby that's active, other than dance, for instance. So it can be gardening, it can be pickleball, it can be tennis and golf, and any number of other things, even playing with the grandkids. That still counts. Your community center or senior center, they probably have classes that you can take. Any number of different types. I think I've talked about tap dancing classes that I took. It's a lot of fun. And household workouts. Turning your chores into a workout. And yes, vacuuming does count. It really does. And reaching up and getting all those cobwebs and the dust up in those higher reaches. That all counts. So, movement is key to a happy retirement. Because that way Things work. It's like they need oiling. And when we move, it gets oiled. But when we don't, it seizes up. And that's when we hurt. Ugh. So I hope you will think about what you can do to move your body without a gym. So thanks for being here today. And I hope you have a good time moving today and some laughter. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.